Yes, this is the end of January. Finally get to say Happy New Year to Ted Raspiller, the provost for Brazos County, for Blaine College, and hope the holiday went well.
Holidays have gone well, and it's great to be here again with you, Bill. Thank you.
Spring semester's already underway, and of course, I'm itching to know numbers.
We're underway there. While our enrollment won't be official until February 2nd, we're confident that we've got record enrollment this spring, and it looks like it's gone up just about 4.7% over last spring, which means a couple things to us. One, we're still in demand, but more importantly, this is getting to be a manageable growth percentage for Blinn, as opposed to the blow-the-doors-off growth that we've had in the past. So we're really excited about having new students and where we're our trajectory for future semesters.
Any particular programs or academic areas you're seeing the growth?
I don't think there's any now, but our anticipation is when we move our health science programs to the Health Science Center, along with our nursing programs, and co-locate with A&M, we anticipate an enrollment increase in those, just because they've been publicized a lot, and demand is certainly not slowing down in those fields.
And that's been a terrific partnership, and one that's been around for a while, but really hasn't generated the publicity that it has maybe over the last 6 to 9 months. And staying with that vein of thought, there was some attention this past month to perhaps at least studying the possibility of an official relationship between A&M and Blinn, and what's the status of that now?
Well, Bill, I got to believe that organizational leaders have big ideas and discussions of that nature all the time. And what I can say is, as of our January 18th board meeting, our chair made clear that discussions of Blinn College joining the Texas A&M system are not going forward. However, that doesn't mean we don't continue to discuss and strategize with A&M, particularly A&M College Station campus, how we can enhance and expand partnerships both for our students and for our communities.
In fact, Dr. Lofton at the Chamber Economic Outlook presentation last week talked about how there's maybe a niche at A&M in bringing in more junior transfers, and of course that sits right in the wheelhouse of Blinn.
That's great news for us, and you know we've got a model that's known statewide, if not nationally, for our TEAM program, which co-enrolls freshmen that are also qualified to attend A&M in both schools. They complete about a year and a half with Blinn, provided their GPA is strong, they move right into Texas A&M. So we've got a lot of students who aren't in the TEAM program whose intention it is to transfer to Texas A&M, and we know they do they're just as competitive when they get there.
In fact, that's just one of I know there's has to be more than two of these programs because I've heard the Bryan School Board, the trustees, talk about how great of a relationship that Bryan ISD also has with Blinn.
We do have a good relationship, and being located right there sure helps. But one of the things that we like about our relationship is our early college program that we started several years ago with a Gates Foundation grant, which actually gets students started similar to dual enrollment, where they start with college courses while they're still in high school. This particular program targets first-generation college students and students that wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity or at least exposure to college-level courses. So that's a good one for us.
Let's move on to a recent economic impact study that Blinn did. Those numbers are pretty impressive.
That's probably a point of great excitement for the provost and everybody else that's part of Blinn College here in Brazos County, as well as across Blinn. We recently commissioned a study, and this is an outside resource for us that does studies not just for Blinn College, but for community colleges across Texas and across the country.
What was the mindset going into that kind of study? What did Blinn administrators and your board wanted? Why did they want to do it in the first place?
we get asked all the time, what do you do? We know what you do for Texas A&M. We know what you do for employers with students, whether they're in allied health fields or nursing programs. They get their degree from Blinn. They go to work. We get that. But what do you do for the economy overall? And more importantly than that, what impact do your students make to our local economy while they're here studying at Blinn? And so what this study did was really kind of pared that down. We know that our annual contribution to the Brazos County or Brazos Valley area with our Bryan campus is about $94 million. That's about $30 million in expenses and salaries for our 885 employees and our various construction projects, and about $64 million is what students from outside this service area spend in our local economy, both in living here and eating here and entertainment here. So we're at about $94 million. Overall, Blinn College, including Brenham and Schulenburg and Sealy, impact the communities at about $128 million a year. We're excited about that.
And then where does the board and where does the administration go now that you have this information?
Well, I think what this does is help drives when we look at expansion, when we look at areas that we can get into that we're not into now. It's these kinds of numbers that drive that. I'll tell you what else it does is when we can tell a student, for every dollar that you spend on a Blinn education, your cumulative return will be about $5.10. Different way to look at that, their annual earnings. We know students that have gone to Blinn make $9,000 a year on average more than someone with just a high school diploma. Any 30-year career bill, $270,000. Now we're talking real money that gets students' attention. And so, as always has been our hope, our notion is to appeal to students that wouldn't otherwise go to Texas A&M or Sam Houston or another four-year university, but we'll give Blinn College a look.
And that doesn't rule out going to a four-year institution after that.
Absolutely. In fact, just up here in Bryan, of our 12,000 students, we know that about 7,200 will transfer to four-year institutions, and about 5,500 of those will be Texas A&M.
Well, one more, enough time for one more thing, and I wanted to bring up that the Blinn board has been dealing with the idea of expanding its presence in Brazos County, and the steps are being put together to have something professionally done to see how y'all are going to go about doing that.
Right. We've looked at several locations, nothing specific here in Brazos County. But what we do know is lessons learned. And what we do not want to get into is another campus location where we're either landlocked because of residential homes, landlocked because of businesses. And then as we continue to grow, our students and everyone else that comes on and off campus, we clog up the streets, we cause traffic problems. That if there's anything we take away from where we're at, it's we can't get into that again. And so our thinking is we need to be deliberate in thinking about not just where can we go for fall 2012 or 2013, but where can we be for fall 2020 and beyond. So it's got to serve our needs now and well into the future.
And that would be the premise then to bring in a outside consultant to independently look at the options.
Sure. Somebody that has that kind of expertise and is able to kind of guide us as they have other institutions. We're not the only growing institution, but we're the best.
And for someone who wants to be part of the best, let's close things out with contact information for a prospective student.
Sure. Probably the best is simply to go to our website, blinn.edu. They can also contact anybody at Blinn College here in Bryan or in Brenham or at either one of our other locations.
Terrific. Ted Raspiller, who's the provost for Blinn College in Brazos County, appreciate the visit this afternoon.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
You betcha. We are at 7 minutes away from 6. Community Calendar, Tom Second Sportscast coming up on News Talk 1620 WTAW.